Keith, I don't know, we've known each other for close to 20 years, I suppose. Keith is one of those guys that makes me think all the time. He's on our board of directors, and he has the ability to take complex things and make sense out of them. And Keith has helped write the curriculum that we use for our True North program. It's part of a men's discipleship study that he put together, along with some other pastors from Zionsville Fellowship. And Keith is going to be our speaker this week, and I've asked him to come up and tell us a bit about what he's going to talk about. He has two lovely daughters and a beautiful wife, and he's of all men fortunate.
Thank you, Tom. I learned one thing tonight. If you want to get a reaction from the crowd, apparently you just need to throw candy. So there you go. All right. So I kept some. So tomorrow, no matter what I say, I'm going to toss some candy. But the theme for this summer has been God is. And what we're going to look at is the idea that God is forgiving. And in my time of living in ministry and working with people, I've come to understand that forgiveness is something that's often misunderstood, underappreciated, and not applied properly in our lives. And so we're going to try and work on that together in the five sessions we have to understand what forgiveness really is and the power of it, to understand how to apply it in our relationships, and to come to appreciate it, I think, in a way that you've never maybe seen it before. We're going to look at five different scenarios. If you've ever heard me speak, I love both the Old and the New Testament, so you want to loosen your fingers up, or if you're on an iPad, you'll want to do that, because we're going to jump around to some different scenarios. And I hope by the end of the week you'll see that God is forgiving and what that means for your life. So,
I'd like to pray for you, Keith, and pray for us for this week, so let me do that. Father, thank you so much for this week that we're going to have together. Thank you for bringing us all here safely. None of us are here by accident. We are here because of your sovereign will. And so we're glad to be here. I pray that you'd give us safety. I pray that you would allow us to have a great week together. And I pray for Keith. I pray that you'd give him liberality as he shares the things that are on his heart. And may we have open hearts to hear the things that he has to present to us. So I pray a special blessing on him, on his family as they're here with him. And we just pray that we'll have a great week together. For I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.